Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Scott, Golf Fit. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about your management of your game on the course. So, one thing that consistently comes up in lessons is that I'll have a student that will tell me, man, you know, I was like out there playing this weekend and, you know, I was hitting my driver really well, and but man, I couldn't make any putts, you know, and so I lost a lot of opportunities making putts. Or it'll be something like, well, I was making a lot of putts, but my mid irons, you know, my approach to the green was just constantly off, right? And so you have to take into consideration that golf is a game where there's so many different movements that are involved throughout a round. So you have to take into consideration, you know, if let's start from the tee to the green, right? So you've got driver. That's a pretty stock shot, right? There's really, you know, only two ways you can hit a driver, or really only two ways that you need to hit a driver is either a draw or a fade. And then you've got your fairway woods, which are pretty stock. You've got your long irons, your mid irons. And then as you get into the short irons, you've got, you know, flop shots, you've got bump and runs, you've got chip shots, you've got pitch shots, you know, involved. And then you've got putting, you know. And so, and then putting is, you know, an art of its own where there's just so much creativity that can be involved with that, right? And so you have about 10 facets of the game that you're operating on throughout a round, with all of these facets kind of having completely different feels, and because of the length of the club and the type of shot that you're trying to hit. And so one thing that you want to be able to do is when you're going through your round, let's say you get through your first nine and you kind of do a self-evaluation of, okay, what was I hitting well on the front nine? What did I do well on the front nine? And realize that that's going to be your strength for that day. And on the back nine, you want to try and not necessarily pressure yourself, but try to capitalize on those strengths for that day and kind of let go of whatever isn't working very well that day. Now, obviously, you still have to hit those shots, but kind of just allow yourself to surrender the outcome to the shots that you know you're not doing well that day. And that's where, you know, when you're playing in tournament golf, that's one thing that I realized pretty quickly along was like, hey, there is so many different feels that I'm trying to make happen in this round, and I'm not going to be able to get all 10 of these feels operating at 100% every single round, or even one round alone. To have all 10 operating is just almost impossible, because your body wakes up feeling differently every day and it operates a little bit different every day based on your feel. And so, you know, being able to take that pressure off and then just capitalize on your strengths for that day is really how you take advantage of your round and make the most of it. If you watch these guys on tour, when they get done with their post-round interview, you know, majority of them are not talking about the things that they didn't do well. They emphasize the things that they did well that day, and they kind of let go of whatever they didn't do well. And so being able to have that mindset is going to make your rounds more enjoyable, because you're going to focus on what you're doing right rather than focus on what you're doing wrong. And you're just going to have more fun. You're going to shoot lower scores. You're going to have some crazy shots that just go in because, you know, you were in a great state of mind. And that's how the game is won. You know, we don't want to be on the golf course going into paralysis by analysis of figuring out what I'm doing wrong when we're on the course. We want to enjoy the round and focus on the things that we're doing right to get the best results. And that's how winning is done. So I hope that helps. As always, aim small, swing smooth. Peace.